Welcome to After the Game, our regular post-game feature of Saugatuck High Football on 92.7theband.com. We have a chance to chat with head coach Bill Dunn. 57-14, 59-14, it doesn't really matter. It was a one-sided loss. The scoreline, unfortunately, reflected the way that how this game went. But then again, if the fifth play from scrimmage was a touchdown for Saugatuck instead of a touchdown for the Pirates, might be a different story tonight.
Yeah, 57-21, and you know that first series, we got the kickoff and we got a recovery, and we take it inside the five, and mishandled the ball on an exchange, and you know they take it 90 some yards for a touchdown. So, you know it. Kind of started on a bad note, and it kind of progressed from there. But you know, our kids, I'm proud of my seniors. You know, the 11, 12 seniors we have, and I'm proud of the season they had. Very successful. We're all disappointed, you know, on the outcome, but certainly not disappointed by their effort.
Was almost to a point. Yes, the five turnovers, they cashed them all in for touchdowns. You take them away, it's almost an even ball game. But yet, to a certain extent, the way that the Pirates played, you know, it might have been they might have still won the game, but it wouldn't have been this bad.
Well, they're a good program, and they were there 2 years ago, and a lot of those kids were sophomores then, and they can flat out play. There's no doubt about it. They're big, they're fast, they're physical, they execute well, they're well coached. And I said we had to take care of the ball and we had to play good defense and we just didn't do a very good job of that.
Character this team showed in the second half. Yes, they still got the points, but yet the Saugatuck put three touchdowns on the board. This team hadn't allowed outside of the last game more than 8 points in any single one game. Yes, they could say they backed off, but yet the Indians took advantage of it and got the three scores.
Yeah, I would say two of those scores were against their ones, so I wouldn't say they backed off. They still had a lot of those ones in on defense, so I'm very proud of how our kids didn't quit and didn't back down and kept fighting. And when we execute, we're pretty good. So that's good on our part.
You mentioned finally, Bill, that the number of youngsters that are going to be leaving the program because they're seniors, guys like Kaschelski and Koenig and the like, Damian Waldo, Block and those guys, they're going to be tough to replace, but yet you have to feel confident with some of the foundation that's coming back next year, especially in skill players.
Absolutely. You know, you got Alex Segovia, Alex Anschutz, you got my son Blake, you've got a good JV team that went 7-2, so we've got some quality kids. Are we going to be young? We're going to be real young next year, but we've got some excellent skilled kids coming back that have gained insurmountable amount of experience this year.
Bill Dunn, we appreciate your thoughts after every game so far this season. We look forward to taking a look at Kevin Tringali's and Tom Kazin's basketball teams come December and continuing our fine relationship with Saugatuck High Athletics. Congratulations on a good season, even though 57-21 was nothing anybody really wanted.
Yeah, well, still a great season, but thank you for your support.